People who think about language talk about how the sounds of words bear no relation to objects in the world. Indeed, this has been a leading assumption in much of modern literary criticism, philosophy, and even linguistics. Not necessarily so, says Brent Berlin, an anthropologist at the University of Georgia in Athens. Berlin suspected that there was more than an arbitrary connection between word sounds and the physical characteristics of objects being described, and he set up an experiment to test his hypothesis. First, he examined the words for two animals, the tapir and the squirrel, in 19 South American Indian languages. He was searching for similarities in sound pattern. In 14 of those languages, the tapir, which is a big, slow-moving beast, was given a name with the sound ah, whereas the small, quick squirrel was given a name based on the sound e. Next, to see if these sound meanings could be generalized, Berlin read the unfamiliar words to a group of English-speaking test subjects, asking them to guess which word meant squirrel. He reasoned that if word and object are arbitrarily connected by language, the results should be random, sometimes right, sometimes wrong. In fact, he found a greater than chance level number of correct guesses. And something else interesting showed up. When he used words from the five languages that didn't fit the original A-E pattern, the subject's responses were indeed random, unless the E sound happened to be present, in which case they tended to guess squirrel.